What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. It's a Victory Monday, WIP Afternoon Show at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The Brandon Graham Show is coming up at 6 with me, Elliot, and BG. And then the Players Lounge with Ike, Hugh Douglas, and Elliot coming up at 7 right here at Chickies and Pete's. The Twitter question, yet another one, is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, one more Twitter question here, Ike. Let's see where we are. Is Saquon's season better than 04 Terrell Owens? What do you think the response is from the listeners?
Oh, well, without question, yes.
Okay.
And I'd say 83%.
95.4%. And Terrell Owens is pretty beloved in this town, and that season is very highly thought of.
Yeah. A, it's 20 years ago.
Yep.
B.
I can't believe it's 20 years
ago. Yeah, 20, that's how old I am.
Yep.
But B, this, it feels different. It feels different. The circumstances feel different. This feels like it has, since we know what the end results were with T.O., really just 20 games of playing here in total. I think that also.
And didn't win the Super Bowl.
And didn't win the Super Bowl, but his Super Bowl performance is legendary.
Yep.
9 catches, 122 yards, best player on the field, no doubt about it. We're in that Super Bowl. But Saquon feels like, A, it's more sustainable, not just from a production standpoint, and I don't even know if that's sustainable, but from a longevity of him being here and us getting to enjoy him as an Eagle. It feels like it's going to be more than just 20 games, and it certainly isn't going to end the way that ended.
There will not be sit-ups on the drive.
Yes, it won't be sit-ups. There won't be a holdout. It won't
imagine
be
that heel turn
it won't be
from Saquon.
Exactly. He won't be asking for a new contract at the end of the season or any of that stuff. So, you know, this feels differently, man. It does. And not to belabor the whole breaking Eric Dickerson's record thing, but I got to go back to it.
Oh, shocker.
Yeah, I got to go back to it because, quite frankly, Spike, I'm not completely over it.
He did hurt his hand yesterday.
He did. He did. But how many times has he touched the ball in the 2 playoff games? I believe over 60 times. Because I believe he had over 30 touches last week versus Green Bay, and he had 30 touches yesterday.
Yep.
60 touches. And we got a little bump on his hand.
Well, maybe he wouldn't have been as good as in those 60 touches if he didn't have the week off in week 8.
Here's what I'm saying. Here's all I'm saying. There was so much concern about some fluke injury and all of that, that he's touched the ball 60-plus times since then and still hasn't been injured. And he's still reeling off explosive runs against number one teams who are fighting for their lives to win. And he's gotten over 100 yards in both games. Could have had 170 last week if he wanted it. You can't tell me that he wouldn't have broken that record with ease and still been healthy. I don't care what anybody says. Even Chris Collinsworth, and I didn't get to hear the TV copy until the day when I rewatched the game. Chris Collinsworth said to him, he said this about Saquon. Saquon said this to him. Well, I'm getting a little too much credit for that whole unselfishness. I'm paraphrasing. The whole unselfishness thing. I wanted to break that record.
Yeah, I'm a little selfish.
And I was talked out of it.
Yeah, I heard the same thing.
Yeah, I was talked out of it. That's the thing that and that's what brought it back to me. Like, man, we should have that damn rushing record.
And you know what else? You know what else made me think of it, too? Is Eric Dickerson was trying to out-hype B-Doc on the pre-show thing.
He was
the Rams representative.
Okay.
As like the hype guy.
Gotcha, yeah.
And it should,
I didn't see it.
He couldn't motivate me to make a sandwich. Are you kidding me? Like, it was brutal.
You can't out-hype B-Doc. What are you doing?
No, and Battles Returns last week made me want to make Eric Dickerson cry even more.
So I'm not looking at it in a negative way. I'm just more or less looking at it like, damn it, man. We could
gotta win the Super Bowl now. Maybe. All right. So
okay, go ahead.
And I know comparison is the thief of joy. However, Jalen Carter, another game-wrecking mission yesterday. I mean,
second best player on the field, other than Saquon.
So to go from having Fletcher Cox to pivot to having a guy who is this good in that spot, is he playing right now as good as you saw Fletcher Cox play?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing with Fletch is that was longevity.
Right,
so
you
did it over a decade plus.
Yep.
So, yeah, we saw this from Fletcher. Fletcher, people don't realize Fletcher, next to Aaron Donald, was the defensive tackle of the decade.
Right.
When they did the all-decade team, it was Fletcher and Aaron Donald on that all-decade team. So that's how good Fletcher Cox was in his heyday. Oh, this kid here is just scratching the surface. He could be better.
Yeah, because he's this early in his career.
Yeah, just his second year, and he has the size and quickness. Now, Fletcher was more quickness than this type of size and brute strength. This kid has it all. Like, he has the brute strength. He could fight you in the running game, but also he has the quickness to get after the passer.
When he got Stafford and picked Stafford up.
Oh, dude.
And they're blowing the whistle. I could see it happening. I could see him throwing him to the ground.
No.
Because he might have gotten thrown out.
Yes.
Yeah, and not just a 15-yard penalty.
Right.
The whistle's blowing.
Yeah.
You're holding a 36-year-old quarterback in your arms.
Yeah.
Bear-hugging.
But it's such a good intimidation tactic.
Oh, wow. It is. He's treating him like a little boy.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, if you remember, he did that to Jaden Daniels.
To Jaden Daniels.
In the SEC championship game.
I do remember that, yes.
215-592-9494.
That's
Kenny.
Big baby. He can't be Big Baby Davis because that's Jordan Davis. He's the baby rhino.
Yes.
Yes, as one caller eloquently put it.
Well, he called him something else.
Black rhino?
Yes, thanks, Mike.
I think that's a kind of rhino.
It's like a white rhino. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jack, a white rhino?
What?
Nah,
down 20.
215-592-9494. Kenny. For the Dirty 30 on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Woo! Man, I am so excited. You know, to have this NFC Championship game here, I've been praying for this. And whether everybody realizes this or not, this will be the seventh home game in a row. I mean, seventh out of eight.
Yep.
We've not been on the road, except for Washington, in 2 months. And that's got to mean something, like, as a player, to just keep playing at home. And that has to count for at least 3 points, if not more, just for that. And people were talking about the Rams being the hot team coming in, and we cooled them off. Granted, you know, it wasn't an overwhelming victory, but a couple mistakes. Mekhi Becton being 30 yards downfield on a screen pass. Maybe catching balls he normally
AJ got to catch that deep. Yeah, listen, he kind of short-armed the one over the middle. Yeah, we all saw that one. That deep one he has to catch. You got to catch that deep one.
You got to catch that. And then that tush push, you know, I was in the snow in the upper deck, so I couldn't see Lane jump. But it looked to me on TV like maybe he sneezed or something. But, I mean, I don't know how the hell a ref saw that in all that snow.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, but on the replay, he definitely jumped.
He did. I was hoping watching it so I could be mad that I wouldn't see it. But he definitely jumped, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's like we're a team that's so good that we can make big mistakes and still win. Is that a thing, Ike? I mean, it seems to me that our
it's not how you want to live. I tell you, Kenny, it's because eventually that comes up and bites you. It does.
Has it bitten the Chiefs yet?
No, I'm not.
But the Chiefs.
How about we don't compare ourselves?
Yeah, I'm not
to the
thinking
Chiefs.
About the Chiefs. I'm worried about us. Yes.
Yeah. No. It's just in the end, the four teams left.
Yep.
We're one of them.
Yep.
And that's great.
And we're not apologizing for it. Nobody needs to apologize for that.
I don't know how everybody else is going to be this week, but I don't know how I'm going to work. I don't know how I'm going to concentrate. I love when this happens. When we get down to this, it's you know, work. You see people walking around the neighborhood. Everybody's wearing Eagle stuff.
Yep.
You know, I can't go anywhere without getting stopped. And, you know, everybody wants to know what I think. And
I'll take things that never happened for 500,
yeah.
Alex.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Hey,
Short Kenny. He's a man in a community.
Visit humblebrag.com.
Yeah, seriously. You and Joe Banner.
An autographed photo from Kenny from the Dirty 30.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, they attacked.
Well,
yeah, Kenny. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. That definitely happened.
Damn, Ike, I think I need a hug now.
Yeah, I'm like, man, they jumped on you quick. Oh,
on Victory Monday.
Wow. Yeah. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Jeez, man.
Hi, man. Kenny.
All right, guys. I'll see you.
All right, there you go.
Poor Kenny.
I jumped on that quick.
Yeah. Come to Chickie's Friday and see Kenny from the Dirty 30.
Exactly right.
215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls right after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
Listen, you got to make sure with the big game that's going to be upcoming with the Eagles in it. Come on. You got to make sure that your kitchen appliances are ready to go, and that's where National Appliance Warehouse comes in. And National Appliance Warehouse, you heard me talk about it a lot, you got to go experience it for yourself, because truly their atmosphere, it's second to none. You get down there, you feel like you're a part of their family, knowledgeable team, looking to take care of you, and you'll have a good time as well. But what also sets National Appliance Warehouse apart is fantastic savings events that are always going on. Backed by popular demand is the Friends and Family Savings Event. So you're saving more there. You're saving a lot because you're in tax-free Delaware, but you're also saving because of Price Assure. Price Assure is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. So great team, great prices, and great products from sub-zero to budget. You will find the perfect appliance for you at National Appliance Warehouse. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. WIP Afternoon Show at Chickie's in South Philly, 215-592-9494. Elizabeth in Essington, you're on WIP.
Hi. First of all, I want to say how possessive I feel of Saquon Barkley, because I was living full-time in the State College area and got to hear him play for Penn State. So it's nice to have him here on the Eagles team instead of having to watch him on the other team.
Yeah, well, I think he's very happy as well. Saquon looks like a player that has been on a bad team for 6 years and finally getting the opportunity to do this. Just one of the greatest seasons in Philadelphia sports history.
Oh, my gosh, that's for sure. So I have a question about Jalen. And this question is in reference to some of the plays I saw him doing before he had that knee injury and then after. So it may or may not be impacted with the sacks that he had. But when he would keep the ball because he couldn't find an open receiver or whatever reason, and he decided to run and slide for his first down, or as close to it as he could, it seemed to me that he was a little bit more cautious than he was the last time that he played. And I was wondering if that was maybe, you know, him thinking, oh, gosh, I got concussed a few weeks ago. I don't want anything like that happening again. So instead of running a couple more yards, let me just go ahead and slide right here.
You know what? I thought the same thing.
He did it a couple times.
Yeah, that he slid earlier than he normally would have. I think,
smart, too. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, Elizabeth, I think it's probably two-pronged. It's either one of two things or a combination of both. One, it's the concussion and not wanting to have to go through that again. Because in his first press conference afterwards, and I don't, you know, you can only assign so much meaning to how somebody says something, but he looked like he was affected by it. When they asked him about it, it didn't look like it was a fun process for him. And I think the second thing,
yeah.
I think the second thing is just knowing that and hopefully they've drilled this into his head, is that he is important and they can't lose him.
Right.
And that,
absolutely.
And that, like, regardless if it's a concussion or a rib injury or a shoulder separation, whatever could happen with him not going down and sliding or getting out of bounds, those are important, and they've never been more important than they are right now. So I think, you know, maybe if we're in the Super Bowl and there's a couple more yards to get that he needs to get, maybe he'll go and get them. Mm-hmm. But right now, there's no Super Bowl if he isn't healthy enough to get there. And I'm, you know, I would love those couple extra yards that he's passing up, but I like it better that he's not getting leveled, you know?
Yep.
Right. Exactly. A W is a W, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Most
and,
of us.
And that's what I was thinking also, that, you know, he's going to hold back a little bit now, well, yesterday, because he still has this whole week that he can practice and still work on getting better and, you know, give it, you know, almost 100% maybe. This weekend, and then hopefully, you know, and then on to the Super Bowl and give it 100% there.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is that, you know, now with another regular season game, and there's no team that doesn't have players that are banged up at this point.
Right.
At this point, we can't. You cannot rely on this guy was hurt or that guy was hurt. You know, the Detroit Lions had an insane number of injuries on their defense, but like there's no way that those players are sitting at home going, well, you know what, we had too many injuries and we gave it a try. You know, the Washington has a key injury or two. Mm-hmm. So everyone is there. I'm sure everyone is sore and beat up and those sorts of things. So now it's just about getting through two more football games. Or to say that better, it's about getting through one more football game and then getting through another football game.
Right, right. And it's all about the teamwork. I mean, you know, and our guys, oh my gosh, how they gel. It's so awesome to watch how well they work together. And that last touchdown run where Saquon was hitting his helmet, and then they panned over to Jalen, and Jalen had the biggest smile on his face, like, yeah, that's my boy.
Yep, yep. Save me again.
So.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy listening to y'all, and I keep learning more and more every time.
All right. Wow.
Thank you,
Elizabeth.
Especially from me.
Learning.
How do you think Warren Brooks played yesterday?
Oh, dude, I thought he played a pretty damn good game yesterday. I really did. A little surprised, a little disappointed. Didn't see Neff out there at all. Fangio did throw us a curveball there.
Yeah.
He spoke him up as if he was going to play at least.
Yep.
But maybe that was the initial idea, but Orton was playing so well. I think he had a couple plays early in the game that he probably could have did a little better on. But, hell, I think by the time he got to that second and third quarter, he was out there making plays. Orton Burks.
He was.
I thought he had a good game yesterday. I really do.
And they were definitely targeting him. I mean, they went to the tight end a bunch. And the other thing is like, sort of when you're replacing a guy like N'Kobe Dean, you're not going to make plays like N'Kobe Dean did. Though he did make a couple of really good plays.
Yeah.
What I really don't want to see is, oh, burn Orton Burks or
yeah, you can't be a liability out there.
Right. You don't want to hear his name a lot in a negative way, and I didn't hear his name in a negative way.
No, he had a couple tackles for loss, I believe, or at least one. Didn't he tip a pass on third down?
I think so, yeah.
Something like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, the tip he did.
Yeah, I thought he played well yesterday.
In Bond's first game with the green dot.
Listen, he was all over the field yesterday, too.
Dude, Zach Bond
was all over the field.
Unreal yesterday.
Yeah, he was all over the field yesterday. Yeah, I mean, the DBs, it's always going to be tough for the DBs to cover because you're playing off coverage, and you almost have to take an extra half step before you break on a pass versus breaking too early, and then now the guy hits you with a double move and he's past you. So I thought our front seven did a good job as best they could as far as, you know, I knew Williams is a good back, but you also knew he would put the ball on the ground. I think he's had like six fumbles this year. He's lost four of them.
Well, he fumbled. He put the ball on the ground three times yesterday, right? He got one back. And it took them – because they were marching, and then he fumbled and brought him back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's good. He just can – he puts the ball on the ground.
Put the ball on the ground.
Speaking of putting the ball on the ground, love him as a player. Cooper DeJean back there makes me nervous as a punt returner.
Yeah?
Yeah. First of all, he bobbled one yesterday, but there were a couple of moments where – I don't know. I don't really in that spot doing that job. I don't really see it from him. Really,
well, he's not going to be the regular guy. He's there because of necessity right now.
Well,
we got big game Covey coming back.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's not even healthy. You want a Nia Smith back there? You want a rookie back there?
Can Gainwell do
it? Well, Cooper DeJean is a rookie. He's just not a Nia Smith. Yeah. I had to think about that. Yeah. I said it. I didn't realize it until I said it.
What you said, I didn't think of it because he, you know.
Yeah, because you don't think of Cooper DeJean as a rookie.
Him or Quinion.
Yeah.
Neither of them.
Yeah, but I damn sure don't want a Nia Smith back there.
I guess you can't have Gainwell do it. He's there on kickoffs, you know. I guess fielding a punt's different than fielding a kickoff, and I don't know how many reps he's got into it. And Gainwell touched the ball twice yesterday and was productive in both. I know I talk about Gainwell too much, but I don't know.
You really do.
Way too much.
I don't have a ton of. Yeah, I don't love DeJean in that spot, honestly.
Well, I won't say I love him back there, but I don't know who I would feel more comfortable with.
Yeah, they got fortunate twice yesterday with some balls in the ground. Obviously, the Jalen one and Cooper muffed one back there.
Yeah,
and they both bounced right back to them on a slick surface. That was a good break for them.
Listen, ball security in that type of weather was going to be difficult. Judging the ball in the air, when to catch it, when not to catch it. It's always tricky, man. It's tricky.
Do you know Belichick used to make his players wear sleeves in games like that? When it snowing, cold, like that. That was one of his things, is that
he wanted them to wear sleeves.
Wanted them to wear sleeves because it improves ball security. Not only, and the sleeves can also, like, your skin's going to get slippery, whereas the sleeves, I guess, create some friction so you can hold the ball easier. I don't know. He Belichick, what, on one end, he cheated a little bit all the time. That gave him an edge. But it seemed like he was obsessed with little tiny edges.
Yes.
And football players.
Including.
Yes.
Cameras. Video,
and
yes.
Deflating balls and all that stuff.
Well, that was Brady.
Yeah. But if.
That wasn't Belichick.
Well, you don't think he knew about it?
No, he said he didn't know about it.
Oh, well, then
he threw Brady under the bus.
Oh, right. That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. An hour left to go for you to get in the WIP afternoon show. Coming up next.
I don't touch balls.
Jack. Heyo.
I'm just saying, I think Belichick said that. Like,
oh, did he?
Yeah, it's like he said something to that effect. Like, basically, the quarterback worries about the ball. I don't touch the ball.
I thought he said the binoculars were me. Let's get this cleared up. I did the binoculars. I did not deflate the balls.
Had nothing to do with deflating the balls.
Speaking of balls, Jack's giving out his game balls next.
Oh, game balls.
Yeah, gather around.
The top 5 of 5. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6. Players Lounge at 7. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.